Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning we're in the house of the Lord again, and we rejoice at thy word. The psalmist said, you know, I rejoice at the word of the Lord as one that found great spoil, great treasure, that means. You know, so Lord, we rejoice at thy word this morning. We thank you, Lord, this morning for everything that you are to us in our lives, and especially, oh, our defense, our hiding place. As long as we are under the shadow of your wings, we are safe. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, this morning. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And everybody said amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap as we start this message this morning. Come on, be excited in the house of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, the message this morning, the shadow of the Almighty. That's my message this morning. The shadow of the Almighty. So that song that we sang, the shadow of the Lion of Judah, is cast over the elect of God. That will go right with this message this morning. The shadow of the Almighty. Now that's my message this morning. Praise the Lord. I'm going to start here at Psalm 36. You say Psalm 36? Oh yeah. And I will start at verse 7. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Now, my goodness, you know, if you have experienced that loving kindness, you ought to echo that verse with the psalmist. Let's try that again and see if I can get a witness. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. Now, that's where my message is at this morning. They shall be abundantly satisfied. As long as they are under the shadow of your wings, they will be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house. Oh, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. Oh, hallelujah. Now, there's a deep message in that by itself this morning, and I can't go into all of that, maybe part two someday. But this morning, the shadow of the Almighty, for with thee is the fountain of life. And in thy light shall we see light. Can somebody say amen? Oh, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. You know, so this morning, those that put their trust under the shadow of his wings, they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of his house. Now, Psalm 17 and verse 8. I'm going to read a few verses first before I preach a short message. So we'll just put these verses out there, and then we're going to say something that the Lord wants us to say this morning. Psalm 17 and verse 8. Keep me, O Lord, as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. Isn't that a wonderful prayer? Praise God. You know, he said, you know, keep me, Lord, as the apple of, you know, I mean, you know how people protect their eyes and so forth. You go into a construction zone and so forth, you got to wear the helmet. You go into a mechanic shop, you got to put in the glasses, you know, safety glasses and so forth, because of, you know, shrapnel flying about and so on. You know, kick me like the apple of your eye. Oh my. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Psalm 57 and verse 1. I love to read these psalms. You know, they're just embedded with so much richness, you know, in the praise and the confidence that he had in the Lord. Psalm 57 and verse 1. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusted in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge, until these calamities be overpassed. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh yeah, in the shadow. You're going to hear a little bit about that in a few minutes. You know, I'm just, you know, reading this, some of these verses, and you're going to hear all about that in a few minutes. You know, keep me in the shadow of thy wings. See, that's where I'm going to make my refuge. Until these calamities, there's a lot of issues, there's a lot of problems, there's a lot of, you know, things happening in the world. But keep me, Lord, under the shadow of thy wing, until the calamities be overpassed. Praise the name of Jesus. Psalm 63, Psalm 63 and verse 7 this morning. Psalm 63 and verse 7. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. There's nobody else in that Bible like this psalmist that knows how to bring out the shadow of his wings. And he brought it out in so many places and so forth like that. And we're going to go into one chapter where he really talks about it this morning, but I just wanted to read those ones, you know, as a prelude for you to see that he's leading on to, he's talking about, you know, hiding under the shadow of his wings and so forth like that. And then we're going to go into Psalm 91 this morning. And that's where I'm going to be preaching from. And we're going to see what he has to say about it. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, the shadow of the Almighty is the title of my message this morning. You know, but right away we see there is a secret place that's associated with that. There is a secret place of the Most High that's associated with the shadow of the Almighty. Now, let's talk about that secret place. You know, it is the place of rest. Oh, yes. It is the place of one-on-one with you and the Lord in worship. It is the place where you block out everything else and He becomes your chief joy. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if you can do it, you know, all day long, not just 5 minutes for the day, if you can do it long enough, you know, you might just walk with God and He might just take you like Enoch did. Praise God. Oh yes, because if you are in His presence continuously, you know, if you are in that presence continuously in that secret place, one of these days, you know, or you know, if you keep pressing in towards that presence, keep pressing towards that light, you know, one of these days you might just be gone. He just take you like that. You know, because the Lord, you know, in His presence, the Bible says, is the very life. Oh, yes. And in His presence is the fullness of joy. You know, so there has to be, you have to be in that secret place. Can I get an amen? That secret place is in worship, is in praising the Lord. Hallelujah. There's a secret place that you have to be. You know, even Jesus Himself said, the Father that seeth in secret, He will reward you openly. You know, but first, you got to be in the secret place in order for you to get the open reward. Can somebody say amen? Now, let's see the blessings that come from being under the shadow of His wings. The blessings that come from being under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Hallelujah. Can you say that the Lord is your refuge? Is the Lord your defense? Is He your fortress? Now, if you can say that, now here's what He will do for you. Surely, He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. Oh my. And from the noise of pestilence. You know, I don't care whether it's Amtrak in the land or, you know, there is, you know, bird flu or some flu or knife fever or whatever it is, you know, He'll deliver you from it. Hallelujah. When you are in His secret place, the secret place of the Most High, He shall cover thee with His feathers because you are under His wings. He'll cover you with His feathers. Now, listen to this. And under His wings. He's talking about it again. I mean, how many times is He going to say, under His wings shall thou trust. Oh my. His truth. That's the word. Because Jesus Himself said, thy word is truth. He said, sanctify them, Father, with thy truth. He said, thy word is that truth. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You know, His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night. Can somebody say amen? Oh, you're not going to be afraid because you are in the hiding of His pavilion. You are in the secret place of the Most High. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night. Now for the arrow that fly by day. Now that sounds like bullets or whatever it is. They call them arrows in those days. Could be bullets today. Doesn't matter. You know. Amen. Praise God. Oh my, yeah. You know, well, some of you might not know that, but you know, some people who live in the hood or come from those kind of places, they might, you know, maybe this kind of thing will mean more to them than that, you know, and so forth. You know. But no matter what, you will not be afraid of that. As long as you are under the shadow of the Almighty. You will not even be afraid of the pestilence that walketh in darkness. You know, one time in the land of Egypt, there was pestilence that walketh in darkness. The angel of death, he came and he slew all the firstborn of the land, except those that were under the blood. Hallelujah, somebody. And you know, last night, you know, I went through and asked God, is my witness. You know, he began to bring all the names of the people in this church to me, and I began to cover every one of you with the blood of Jesus. You know, and I stood right there and I covered and I prayed and I said, Lord, hallelujah. Oh yeah, may the angel of death and angel of destruction and so forth like that, I put the blood of Jesus over them. So you go over on the other side. Amen. Praise God. And the Lord, he answered me. I know he did. You know, amen. He said, you will not be afraid of the destruction that wasted at noonday. Amen. I don't care if you, you know, hey, no matter what's happening in the land, you will be clean escaped. Yeah. You know, there were some people that were clean escaped even when 9/11 happened a few years back. Oh yeah, I heard some personal testimonies and so forth. You know, doesn't matter what you are doing, where you're going and so forth, you know, he'll protect you from the evil. If there is evil intended in a place, he'll keep you from it. You know, the angels, you know, the Bible says, he shall give his angels charge over thee. We're going to read it further down the line in this chapter. You know, and they are going to keep you from evil. You know, sometimes they'll delay you in the morning to keep you from an accident. Maybe you won't find your keys on time. The angel of the Lord, he'll take care of it. Amen. So don't you grumble when anything happens. You just bless the name of the Lord. Because you don't know, perhaps the Lord is just delaying you a few minutes, you know, of delay that you didn't find your keys. Maybe that's the moment that the accident that you would have been involved will pass you over. Amen. He knows what he's doing. Amen. As long as you are in the shadow of the Almighty. Praise God. As long as you are in that secret place, he'll keep you and he'll take care of you. Amen. Amen. Now let's read some of the other things that he'll do for you. You know, he said, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh unto thee. Can somebody say amen? No, that means, look, I don't care if everybody around me is sick and so forth like that, it shall not come near me. Praise God, somebody. That's right. You know, now we have to contend for these promises. Don't think that just because he said it, you're just going to get it if you're not contending for it. Amen? Because if the devil has a thing or two to say about that, he'll make sure you don't get the promises of God. So you've got to contend. And the best way that I know how is you go in his presence. You go in worship. And you go and say hallelujah to his name. And you go and adore him. And you go and tell him how great he is. How strong a defense city he is for you. You tell him that he is my shield. You are my shepherd, my rock and my defense. My hiding place. And when you begin to tell him all of those things, he will stand up on your behalf. Oh yeah, and he will cover you. Praise God. He will spread, you know, it's like a skirt. He will spread over you. He will cover you. Hallelujah. Under the shadow of his wings. To make sure none of those things come near you. Praise God. Oh yes. 1,000 may fall at your side. 10,000 at your right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only with your eyes. That's right. You see it on television. You may read it on the internet. But it shall not come near you. Hallelujah, somebody. In fact, it better not come near your house either. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You stand on the promises of God. And you get the devil out of your house and your neighborhood. Amen. Praise God. How many of you know that the Bible says that the earth is the Lord's in Psalm 24 and the fullness thereof? If the earth is the Lord's, that makes the whole earth your father's house. Amen. So you can get the devil out of there anytime. He doesn't belong there. especially in your neighborhood. Doesn't belong in your house in particular, and he doesn't belong in your family. Get him out of there. Amen. Praise God. One of the things we're supposed to do is cast out that devil. That's what Jesus said. He said, go and heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out the devils. Anywhere you see, get him out of there. Praise God. Don't even give him any rest. When you cast him out from one place, he'll go on to another. Cast him out of there as well. Amen. Just keep casting him out. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's right. You know, praise God. You know, only with your eyes you will see and behold the reward of the wicked, you know, but it won't come near you because you have made the Lord. Oh my. That's right. That's the secret of everything that we're talking about this morning. Have you made the Lord your refuge? See, he said, because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, because you have made him your habitation, because of that, there shall no evil befall you. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Oh, you say, but evil is befalling me. Oh, no. You know. Oh, no, 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 no. You need to reject that evil. Praise God. You need to go back to the secret place of the Most High and say, Lord, you said that evil shall not befall me as long as I am in this secret place. Praise God. Hallelujah. And oh Lord, the Lord, he will hear you too. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you. Even the devil knows this scripture. He told it to Jesus when he took him up on the mount to tempt him. He said, oh, you know, you call yourself the Son of God? He said, well, you know, didn't he say that he's going to give his angels charge over thee, you know, and so forth, so you will not dash your foot against any stone? Why don't you jump up here, you know, and see if, you know, he won't do that for you. See, but see, the devil, he's a liar from the beginning. He always, you know, not the whole truth. You know, when they go into court, they'll say, you know, do you swear and so forth like that to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? See, the devil, he can never do all three parts. He can never tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. He can never do it because there is no truth in him. He is a liar and the father of it. And he's going to go down to hell. Amen. Praise God. Now, the devil doesn't like this kind of message, but that's his business. I'm praising the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. No, so the devil, he likes to omit certain parts of the word of God. Like when he told Jesus this verse right here, he omitted the part that said, they shall keep you in all your ways. See, because if they're keeping you in all your ways, you know, you won't tempt the Lord. You know, so he took that part out, you know, and said, well, you just jump down over here and so forth. You won't dash your foot against the stone. But the Lord, you can't pull no wool over his eyes. Amen. Praise God. The Lord said, no, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Oh my, praise God. Now, he will give his angels charge over thee, and they shall keep you in all your ways. And they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash your foot against the stone, keeping you in all your ways. In Psalm 32 and verse 8, I will instruct you in the way that thou should go, and I will guide you with my very eye. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Lord told Moses, said, behold, I send my angel before thee. Oh, he shall keep thee in the way. But, you know, beware of him now. So you better, you know, stay on the straight and narrow, because he will not pardon your transgression. Oh yeah, the closer you get to God, oh yes, the closer you get to God, the more perfect you need to be. Amen. Praise God. You know, to whom much is given, much is required. You say that, can I do that? Absolutely. Because it is God that worketh in you, both to will and to perform of his good pleasure. Praise the name of the Lord. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon, and all these evil powers, devils and so forth, thou shalt trample underfoot. Hallelujah. Jesus said, behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. Luke 10 and 19, he sent those disciples. And he said, before he said that though, he said that, behold, I see Satan fall like lightning. Hallelujah! How many of you know what lightning is? How many of you know how fast lightning moves? That's in Luke 10 and 18, you can read it, you know. Lightning moves, travels at the speed of light. That's 186,000 miles per second. That's how fast the devil gets away from the presence of God. Amen. Oh, one word from the Lord, and you move like that lightning bolt. You get out of there. Oh, yes. But he don't want any part of that anointing. Oh my, he had his chance, but he lost it. And that's why he hates us so badly. Because now we got it. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise God. Oh yeah. Oh, I got everything I want that the devil lost or he ever had. Praise God. Because he said, he that overcometh shall sit with me in my throne. Even as I overcame and I am set with my Father in his throne. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh yeah, that's what we got. And the devil will never have that. Praise God. Oh yes, you can trample the devil on that foot. He'll move from that anointing fast. You know. And he said, because he has set his love upon me. Oh yeah. Have you set your love upon the Lord? Is he your chief joy? You know, the Bible says, set your affections on things that are above and not on things below. In the book of Colossians chapter 3. You know, because, you know, the reason why people are frustrated, the reason why people are disappointed and so forth like that, and they wither, their joy withers away, is because they set their affections on things that are below. And because those things are temporal, they are going to wither away. So, you know, if you set your affection on the wonderful job that you have, well, one day maybe you might lose that job, then what happens? Your joy will wither away. But if you set your affection on things that are above, where Christ that is risen, where he sits, on things that do not corrupt and cannot fade away. If you set your affection on the Lord and make him your chief joy, then, you know, your joy cannot wither away. How many say amen to that? That's right. He said, you know, as long as you set your affection on me, therefore will I deliver him. Now listen to what he said. Because you have set your affection upon me, therefore will I deliver you. That's what he said. I will set him on high. That's the person that has set his affection on me. That's the person that is in the secret place of the Most High. That's the person that is dwelling under the shadow of the Almighty. I will set him on high. Because he has known my name. Oh my, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Hallelujah. The righteous, they run into it, and they are saved. How many of you know that the name of the Lord is a strong tower? Oh yes, if you believe that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. The righteous, they run into it, and they are saved. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 10. Oh yes, it's a safe place for the Lord's people. That's the name of the Lord. It's a strong tower. Oh, when you get a hold of that name, he said, because you have known my name, say, I will set you on high and I will also deliver you. He shall call upon me. That's the person that knows him. That's the person that's dwelling in his secret place. He said, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. In other words, thou shalt call upon the Lord because you have made him your hiding place and he will answer you. And he will be with you in trouble. And he said, I will deliver you and I will honor you. Isn't that wonderful, people? Praise God. And listen to this promise. With long life. Your life will not be cut short. Praise God. I don't believe that people ought to just die, you know, anyhow, before they have accomplished all that God wants them to accomplish. Now, if the Lord tarries, and we hope he doesn't, because I want to go into the translation. Amen? Praise God. We, you know, I want out of here. I want, because Jesus said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. Let not your heart be troubled. I go to prepare a place for you. And when it's ready, I'm coming to take you. That's where I am, you may be there also. Can somebody say amen? Well, I'm looking forward to that. Praise God. But should he tarry? Oh, I intend by the grace of God to have long life. Amen? Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he has abolished death. And he has brought immortality to life through the gospel. How many of you believe that's true? Amen. Some people don't believe that. Well, you know, but it's in the Bible. Jesus, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. But he that liveth and believeth on me, shall never die. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh my. Praise God. With long life. Not short life. And not the kind of life that when you get old, you know, then you become wasted and useless. Oh no. Oh no, 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 no. The life that is full of vibrance. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life. That's in John 10 and 10. And that in abundance. Caleb said at 85. He said, as my strength was when I was 40 years old, to go out for war and for strength and all of these things, so it is now.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He said, I can do the same things now at age 85 that I was able to do when I was at 40 years old.
Yes.
And the Bible says that Moses, at age 120, his natural force was not abated.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, somebody. Oh yeah. You know, oh, Moses was a general. Oh my. Oh yeah. And you know, he knew how to do, you know, war those wars by the staff. And he would raise up the staff. Oh my. And he could part the Red Sea by the power of the living God. Oh yes. Until he till the day that nobody saw him again, he still had the power. Praise God. So let's not have any retired Christians. Amen. I don't care how old you are in here. You know, before the Ancient of Days, you are just a child. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, the Bible says even in those, you know, the days to come, you know, a child, you know, who dies at age 100 shall be called a child. When God brings in the new order. Amen. Praise God. But for us now, we already have eternal life. If you believe that, say amen. See, if you already know that you have eternal life, then you got it already. You got it, man. You have eternal life already. Not you are going to have. You already have eternal life. Praise God. He said, he that has the Son has the life already now. If you have the Lord Jesus Christ, you have that eternal life. And he will show you his salvation, the Bible says. With long life will I satisfy him, and I will show him my salvation. Now let's see how the Lord can be your defense. Let's see, you know, how you make him your defense. And how he can do all of these things for you. This is what the psalmist said. I'm going to read some of the places where the psalmist reminded the Lord that the Lord was his defense. Let's turn to Psalms 59, and I'm going to read verses 16 and 17. Psalm 59, verse 16. Here's what the psalmist said. He said, verses 16 and 17, 59. But I will sing of thy power. Yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. And somebody say in the morning. Oh yes, you know. Don't make God take last place in your life. Don't do everything else. And then if there's any time left in the evening when you are wasted, you know, then you say, oh, let me say a prayer. Put God first. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee. The psalmist always said, I will sing of the mercy of the Lord in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and my refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, O God. Because he said, the Lord is my defense, and he is the God that showeth me mercy. That's the God of my mercy. Now, can you tell the Lord that he is your defense? See, he can be to you anything that you say that he is. Praise God. If you call him your father, oh my. Oh yeah, he'll be like a father to you. If you call him your healer, praise God. I love that part. Then he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgiveth all my iniquities, and who healeth all my diseases. I don't care what it is, you know, the Lord, he can heal it too. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now let's read Psalm 62, verses 1, 2, 5, and 7. Psalm 62. I'm going to just read a couple of verses here. He says, in Psalm 62, truly my soul waited upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. And he is my defense. Now, is God your defense? Oh yes. How many times is he going to say that? I shall not be greatly moved. There's a song that we sing. He says, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Jesus is my Savior. I shall not be moved. Now, if you are anchored on the rock of ages, you will not be moved. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, a rock and a sure foundation, and he that believeth on him shall not be moved. Can somebody say amen? Now, if you believe on the Lord, if you make him your defense, if you dwell in his secret place, you know, you will not be greatly moved. Now, listen to this. Verses 5 through 7. My soul, wait thou only upon God. Now, sometimes you have to speak to your soul. The psalmist, he said it all the time in Psalm 42. He spoke to his soul. He said, my soul, why art thou disquieting within me? He spoke to his soul. He said, arise, my soul, rejoice and praise the name of the Lord. So sometimes you have to speak to your soul. You have to say, no matter what is going on, I will yet praise him because he is the light of my countenance. He is my saving help. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense, and I will not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. He is the rock of my strength. Oh, he is my refuge, and he is my God. Oh my, praise God. Now David, he made it personal. Praise God. You know, he made it personal. Now, some of us have not yet made God personal. You know, we still talk about the Lord and God as if he's the God of Jacob and the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac and all of these things. No. Is he my God? Is he your God? You know, Psalmist, he made it personal. He said, he is my God, my rock and my defense, the rock of my salvation. You know, he said, even he is my salvation and he has become my song. Is the Lord your song? Hallelujah. Do you sing about him all day long? Praise God. Psalm 63 and verse 7. He said, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Oh yeah, he knew how to rejoice in the shadow of his wings. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalm 94 and verse 22. Psalm 94, verse 22. Are you still with me this morning? Praise God. Psalm 94 and verse 22. Let me read this to you real quick. But the Lord is my defense and my God is the rock of my refuge. Oh my. See, when you talk to God like that, he is going to rise up on your behalf. A couple of weeks ago we asked, can your prayer make God do this? Yeah, you know, if you know how to tell him how great he is, if you know how to tell him that he's your rock and your defense, then he will be your rock and your defense. Can somebody say amen? Now let me close with Psalm 27, and then I'm going to say something here for you. Psalm 27. Here's what the psalmist said. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, when they came up to eat my flesh, they stumbled and fell. It was like a force field. There's a shield. He said, the Lord is my shield. There's a force field that's around him. When they come, they hit that force field. And they fall and they stumble. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. You don't even have to lift a finger. The Lord will be your shield. Oh my. You know, if you have this kind of faith, and you can get this kind of power, you don't have to worry about nothing. You know, you just be praising the Lord and be worshiping the Lord, and he'll be your shield. When they come in, they hit that force field and they'll bounce back, boy. You know, one time, you know, Judas, he was bringing multitudes to the Lord. You know, praise God. He was about to betray him before the cross. and so forth like that. And they hit that force field. And the Bible says they all fell down. You know, and the Lord had to remove that force field. Praise God. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh yeah, you know, they hit that force field. One time they wanted to throw him, you know, down the, you know, the mountain or whatever. He just went through the middle of them. He just passed through, you know, can do all of those things and so forth. It'll do the same for you. You know, three Hebrew boys, one time they were thrown in the fire. Bound hand and foot. And they heated up the furnace 7 times to make it hotter because the commandment of the king was, you know, was very serious. So they heated the furnace 7 times higher in the book of Daniel. And the people that threw them in the fire, they themselves were consumed by the flames of the fire. But as soon as these boys landed in the fire, hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh man, there was a force field around them. He said, "Though thou walkest through the fire, it shall not kindle upon you." There was a force field around them. Can somebody say hallelujah? Hallelujah. Or you say, can God do that? Well, he can do it for you if you can believe it. Praise God. And if you cannot believe it, then, well, you can't get anything from God if you don't believe. But what if some did not believe? Shall that make the faith of God or the word of God of none effect? No. Because God will always have a witness. In the book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 5, we are told that Noah, being warned of God, moved with fear to the saving of his family. And the Bible says, he put a commentary behind that. He says, by the very which act, he condemned the world. All that God needs is one person that will believe. And because Noah believed, he condemned the rest of the world that didn't believe. And God, as long as the Lord liveth, there will be a witness. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. God will always have a remnant. But one time Elijah said, he said, only I am left. I, you know, all the other people, they bowed their knees to Baal. They've done all of these things and so forth. And the Lord said, Elijah, I am the Lord. Hallelujah. And you're not the only one. Praise God. I've got me 7,000 knees that have not bowed to Baal. Can somebody say praise the name of the Lord? God will always have a witness. And if you don't believe it, it's your loss. But the person that believes it, he can walk, oh yes, in God's deliverance. He can have the favor of life around him. Oh, can somebody say hallelujah? The favor of life around you, a force field that makes your enemies to bounce back. He said one thing, oh yes, now before I go through that, verse 3, he said, though an host should encamp against me, he said, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident, because I am in the shadow of the Almighty. He doesn't care whether they're giants or whatever in the land. He doesn't make him any difference and so forth. You know, unbelief is what will get you every single time. But if you have the faith, remember one time, Moses, the man of God, he sent some spies to go spy out the land just before they go into the land of promise. And there was Caleb and Joshua and then a bunch of others. See? And these others, they came back and said, oh, you know, the unbelief will magnify the situation of problems. The unbelief saw giants in the land. The unbelief said, we, you know, these people, they are giants. The land, all of these things and so forth. You know, we can't do anything against these people. That's the unbelief. Amen? Oh, yes. But the eye of faith and the voice of faith can respond. Can see beyond all of that. See, because the voice of faith remembered the word of promise. He said, God already gave us the promise. He said, therefore, let us go up at once, because we are able to take the land. He said, these people are nothing. They are bread for us. We will have them for lunch. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh my, that's some faith. Caleb, he had some faith, boy. You know, he said, look, these people are nothing. He said, their defense is departed from them. We will have them for lunch. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, I don't care what the problem is that you are facing. If you have this kind of faith, you can speak with a voice of faith. You can say, I know the Lord is my shield. I know the Lord is my defense. I don't care if an host rise up against me. The Bible says, they shall surely rise up against you. Not that they won't. But everyone that will rise against you shall fall for your sake. You don't even need to pray about that. Amen? Praise God. He'll take care of that. All you need to do is say, Lord, bless them because they don't know what they're doing. And heap more coals of fire on their head. You know, just say, Lord, you take care of business. You know, don't worry about that. The Lord will take care of it. Praise God. But you've got to believe. The first thing that the three Hebrew boys said before they cast them in the fire, he said, we know that our God is able to deliver us from the fire. That, I have said oftentimes, is non-negotiable. You must know that God is able to deliver you. Praise God. Now, if you don't know that, God can't do anything for you at all. See? But if you know that the Lord is able, and you tell the Lord, like the psalmist, you say, Lord, oh my. You say, you know, the psalmist, he'll tell God, he say, our God is a man of war. Oh my. He, you know, he stirred God up. He knew the words that would stir him up. Do you know the words that can stir God up on your behalf? You know? Or are you the kind that say, well, you know, see, I don't know why all these calamities and all these problems and so forth. I don't even know if God cares about me or loves me and so forth like that. You know, well, if you speak like that, you're not going to get anything from God. But if you say, Lord, I know that my Redeemer liveth. And I know that you are able to do all things. Hallelujah. And though I have a little affliction right now, yet I know that you will deliver me. Praise God. And then you can stand in the deliverance. You can claim the deliverance of the Lord. You can say, well, you know, I've got this pain right now. I've got this right now or whatever and so forth. But I know your word. I know you sent your word and you healed me already. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 8 and 17. That in the even time. See. They brought unto Jesus all the people that were sick of different kinds of sicknesses, palsies, diseases, whatever. And he healed them all. So that it might be fulfilled that which was written by the prophet Isaiah. That himself took our sicknesses and brought them in his own body. Hallelujah, somebody. If the Lord already took your sickness, then you don't need to take any sickness to prove anything. You know. You don't need to prove anything to the Lord. He already healed you. Praise God. You just accept the healing. Amen. Well, we've seen the power of God heal cancer. I don't care what it is. Amen. Praise God. I'll tell you something else too. You know, one time the devil, he want to put me down, you know, a few years back. You know, and I was in the valley of the shadow of death. You know, and so forth. But the Lord, he was fixing to do something. He wanted to teach me something. Well, because for many years, if I one day I was in his service, you know, and I seen everybody give testimony about healing and so forth like that. This was before that. You know, and I said, well, Lord, how come everybody has this wonderful healing testimony and I don't never have nothing? You know, and the Lord said, because I gave you something better. Praise God. I said, what might that be? You know, I never have a healing testimony. Say, I gave you divine help. Hallelujah, somebody. Divine help is constant healing. Every day he's healing you. He said, he healeth, he forgiveth all my sickness, I mean diseases. And he healeth or healeth, that's continuous, constant, present, continuous. He healeth all my diseases. Hallelujah. When the thing is coming in your body, he's placing it already. Praise God. You know, amen. And I must tell you something, you know, if you're going through anything that you're going through, you must be determined to be a winner. Amen. Amen. Praise God. They put me in that hospital bed, tubes sticking out of my body and so forth like that. You know, I had surgery. Some of you might know this. And I couldn't even walk from my bed to the door of the room. You know how small those hospital rooms are? You know, I knew how to walk, but I couldn't do it. You know, and it seemed like I have to learn how to walk all over again. And the therapist came in there. She was trying to help me to walk from the bed to the door, and I couldn't do it. You know, and she said, well, we're going to come back tomorrow and so forth. You know, I said, well, tomorrow. Amen. I said, tomorrow, when you come back, I'm climbing to the top of this building. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. She said, oh, well, you know, let's just take it easy now. I said, no, I'm climbing to the top of this building when you come back tomorrow. Because, you know, I knew I had to contend with the stairs in my house, because before that, I couldn't even climb the stairs because my lungs had collapsed. You know, And then she, you know, she came back the next day, had oxygen tank, I had everything sticking out of my body and so forth. I said, you ready? I'm going to the top of this building. You know, she said, well, you know, you better take it easy. I'm going to the top of this building. And so help me God, I went to the top. I climbed the stair. I didn't use the elevator. I climbed the staircase with oxygen tank and all. Amen. Oh, man. You know, she had to drag that oxygen tank behind me, you know. And a few times I said, well, get me a chair. And she brings the chair. So I sat down and said, well, let's go. Mr. Adi, let's go back home. I said, I'm climbing to the top of this room, this building. Praise God. You know, and I was sitting in that hospital room, you know. And one day the doctor came by and I was sitting on the chair. And he was looking for the patient. And he said, well, where is this person? I said, you know, it's me. I'm right here. And he looked. He said, can't be you. Because I refused to put on even the hospital gown. Hallelujah, somebody. The whole time, my wife would tell you, the whole time that I was there, I was dressing in my normal clothes. I wouldn't put on that hospital gown. I said, what is the living doing among the dead? I don't belong in here. Praise God. You know, and I was fighting that thing, and blessed be the Lord my rock. That gave me a fighting spirit. But you must have a fighting spirit. The first thing that the devil will get you with is once he gets that fighting spirit out of you, then you are finished. Amen. See, once he gets you, once he defeats you from the inside, then your body will wither away. You know, but there is a secret place of the Most High that you can be on the inside. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. That even if the devil, he will destroy all. Jesus said, don't worry about anything that could harm this body and so forth. You know, you just worry about the secret place of the Most High on the inside. If you can connect in that secret place, oh my goodness, praise God. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh yeah, they said, well, you're going to be in bed for 8 or 9 months or whatever and so forth like that. You know, and you know, we'll give you this and so forth. Take your job and all that. I said, well, I said, that's all right. You know, and then, you know, I said, you just let me go. I'm going home. I went home, boy. It was like the 28th of December, you know, or 29th or whatever it was. And the first day of the year, I mean, that's, just, you know, the first working day, which was like, you know, the day after New Year's Eve. You know, I called my wife, I said, I'm going to work. Hallelujah. They said, oh, you know, somebody said, you know, you got to be in bed for 9 months. I said, well, you know, I don't got to be in bed for no time at all. The Lord is my healer. Praise God. Well, I went through that. He brought me through the shadow, you know, the valley of the shadow of death, so I might, you know, experience him in that way. Because I've never really experienced that healing like that, you know, and so forth, you know. But, and I said, wow. And the enemy said, well, you know, I'll see about it. I said, you'll see nothing. Because I've got a victory in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, somebody. You know, and for 1 minute, not for one moment, did I give the devil the satisfaction of thinking that he got me down. I said, you will never get that satisfaction. Hallelujah. Now, I want to challenge some of you in here today. No matter what you're going through, don't give the devil the satisfaction. Hallelujah. Don't let him think he got you down. He said, you got me down nothing. In the book of Micah, chapter 7 and verse 8. He said, rejoice not over me, O my enemy. Because when I am cast down, I will arise. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me. Let's stand to our feet in here this morning. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet in here this morning. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Are you in his secret place? Are you hiding in his pavilion? Do you know that his wings are spread over you? Deuteronomy chapter 32. He says, as the eagle stared up his neck, holding up the young ones in his wings and so forth like that. Is the Lord holding you in his wings? Do you know that? Praise God. Are you going to let the devil gloat? You're going to let the devil gloat over you? Hallelujah. Praise God. There's only so much that the doctors can do for you. They do a good job, don't get me wrong. You know, but there's only so much that they can do. Hallelujah. But, you know, we'll take everything that they can do. That's fine. You know, but, you know, the Lord, he can do it all. And it won't cost you nothing. You don't have to pay hundreds and thousands of dollars in the hospital All you have to do is believe. Hallelujah. Can I get somebody that will believe for a miracle in the house this morning? Hallelujah. Can I get somebody that can believe God for a miracle? Somebody that can contend for the place that God has chosen to put his name there. He said, this is the place that I have chosen to put my name there. That's the secret place where you meet with God. And if you can go in there and contend for the promises of God. Can I get somebody in here this morning? Hallelujah. Is there somebody in the house that can say, the Lord is my defense. The Lord is my rock. He's my salvation. He said, I will put none of these things upon you. Oh, yes. Come on here, sweetheart. Yeah, she's limping really bad because she had a whatever during the week, you know. But the Lord's going to take care of that. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, she came in with crutches and all. Oh, yes. But the Lord. Hallelujah. Say, I am the Lord, God healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. I have sent my word and healed your disease. Oh, I am the Lord, your healer. I know the devil, he has afflicted this body. But it is enough, said the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, in the name of Jesus. He said, the Lord, he keepeth the righteous. None of his bones are broken. Your bones cannot be broken.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And the heap and everything that's out of place, I command in the name of Jesus, let it come back together.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Let her be able to put strength on it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Work a miracle, Lord, for her right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The enemy shall not exact upon you.
Amen.
The enemy shall not exact upon you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The enemy shall not exact upon you. Glory by Shandarabotu. The enemy shall not exact upon you.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. Every infirmity that is in this body, I rebuke the spirit of infirmity.
Amen.
Come out of there.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Come out of there.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Come out of there. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord is your hiding place.
Amen.
The Lord is your rock and your defense. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Now, I want you to stand still and raise up your hands and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See. This day, the Lord said, be still and know that I am God. He said, I will be glorified even in this thing. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, put strength back into the leg. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says, calling the things that are not as though they are. Now, this leg is a little crooked right now, needed on crutches and so forth. But I call strength.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I call healing.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I rebuke the spirit of fear. Thank you, Jesus. He said, thou shalt not be afraid of the terror. Hallelujah. You won't be afraid of any of these things because you have made the Lord, even the Most High, your habitation.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Give the Lord a hand clap in here this morning. Hallelujah. Now, is there anybody else? Oh, she'll be a lot better before she goes home. If there's anybody else, I want you to come and believe the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because our God is good. Amen. Praise God. Just believe the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. His Bible says, what things soever you desire, when you pray, not tomorrow, but at the time that you pray, faith is now. What things soever you desire, sister, when you pray right now, as we pray, believe, and he'll do it for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, do it for her, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, he's all over you already. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Help her, Lord, to make you her chief joy in that secret place. Hallelujah. Of the Almighty, under the shadow of his wings. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. And sister, I believe the Lord with you. He hears even the unspoken requests. He knows what's in your heart. And you took a step of faith and you came forward this morning. And the Lord, he has seen it all. Praise God.
I also want to make a prayer request too. On behalf of Brother Gabriel Okoli, that is in the hospital right now. I was with him all night. I spent the night in his hospital room. And he's still very sick. I want the saints of the living God to raise their voices, you know, and pray for him. I was there all night. I just left there this morning. You know, I want us to pray. He was having periods of difficulty breathing and stuff. So I want to...
So she's praying for a brother that is in hospital right now. And his name is Gabriel. He's in a hospital. And I want the church to lift up your hands. And let's see what the Lord can do. As a church, you know, people have been praying as individuals, but let's see what God can do when we believe together as a church. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 You know, one time when Lazarus was dead, Jesus said, he's not dead. He's only sleeping. And the people said, what do you mean he's sleeping? He's already in the grave. And Jesus said, well, if you only believe, you will see the power of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. This morning, let's believe the Lord. That sickness shall not be unto death. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Lord, lift up that shadow of death. Lift it up, O Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And touch, Lord. Hallelujah. His breathing pipes in there. The problem in the trachea and everything in there, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a miracle, Lord, for this brother. Lord, you are the great creator. Hallelujah. And distance is no problem for you, Lord. Hallelujah. Stretch forth. Wrap him in your arms of love. And let him feel the love of God. Even now, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And let the prayers of the saints, let them come before you as gold in the golden vials even this morning, Lord. Remember mercy, Lord, this morning. Remember mercy, Lord, this morning. Oh, remember, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, there may be other people that are sick in the body of Christ this morning. And we're going to take a moment to just pray for all of them. In the name of the Lord Jesus. As we use this brother as a point of contact, we pray for all the body of Christ this morning. Those that are afflicted, those that are suffering, any kind of disease, and any kind of situation, Lord, in the name of Jesus, raise up help to your people, Lord, this morning. In Jesus' mighty name. Deliver them out of the affliction, Lord. Deliver them out of the affliction. The Bible says many are the affliction of the righteous. But the Lord delivers him out of them all. Hallelujah. Thank you for Gabriel. Because you deliver him out of this. Hallelujah. Because his wife shall not be a widow. Neither shall his children be fatherless. But there will be a testimony redound to the glory of your name. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name. How long, O Lord? The Bible says, not long at all. Say, I am God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Do you believe that I am the Lord? Oh yes, that's what he said. He said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Hallelujah. Oh yes. That means sometimes you will need healing. That's why it will be the Lord that will heal you. Praise God. Thank you for the healing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Put your hands together for Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a praise and the glory in here this morning. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen.